In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Great to be here with you on this Friday. Again, we'll be celebrating, well, most places will be celebrating the Feast of the Ascension on Sunday. I just want to also give you a heads up. I'm going to be back on the road again. You know, just back in April, Dr. Marcus Peter, who is the host of Ave Maria in the Afternoon, he and I were on tour together, if you will recall, in the Midwest, in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Well, this time I'll be back on the road again, this time by myself, and I will be in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Arkansas. And so if you go to my website, deaconharold.com, and click on my schedule, you'll see all the dates we're going to be. But Monday, I will be in Rowena, Texas, and then Tuesday in Buda, and then Wednesday in Fayetteville, Thursday in Vatry, Louisiana, Friday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, next Saturday in Shreveport, Louisiana, and then I have a day off. I'm going to go see my sister. That's Pentecost Sunday. And then I'll be in Leeds, Alabama on Monday, and then head up to Hot Springs Village, Arkansas for the rest of the tour. So please pray for me. I always look forward to these tours. This one is called Behold the Lamb. So it's going to be two talks that I'm giving, two parts, from 6 to 8 p.m. The first talk is going to be on the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and its connection to the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So basically, I'm going to go through part of the second half of Mass, the Liturgy of the Eucharist, and show how the Eucharist truly is, not a sign, not a symbol, but truly is the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. And then the second talk is how that truth impels us to go forward and do what Jesus says in Matthew 28:19, to go and make disciples of all nations. How do we take that Eucharistic faith, that double feeding by Christ in word and sacrament, and carry that forward into the world? So that's what we're going to talk about during this Behold the Lamb tour. Again, starting in Texas on Monday, May 18th, and ending in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas on Wednesday, the 27th. As it turns out, Tuesday, the 26th, there was a double booking. So the parish I was supposed to be at had to cancel because even though I'm coming for free, right? So if you're in the Little Rock, Arkansas area up in that way, and you want me to come to your parish for free, I know it's a last minute notice, but I mean, and I could, you know, the day off doesn't bother me, but it'd be nice to be speaking since I'm traveling that far. If you're interested in having me come to your parish, just one night, 2 hours, no big setup, no cost to the parish at all. Just reach out on my website, and my event manager will take care of things. So again, if you're in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, you want me to come to your parish for free to talk about the Eucharist in the first talk, and then the Eucharist and evangelization in the second talk, reach out to my website. All right. Well, today, my friends, we're talking about mixing and mastering our faith. This is a continuing series that we're developing here that's kind of talking about music and the connection with our faith. So mixing and mastering our faith. So when you have a record and you record it in the studio, you have to mix the record. So you want to make sure that the drums and the bass and the guitar and the keys and the horn section and all that, everything's in the right balance, right? So that one instrument is not overshadowing the other one. So you have to, so a producer and an engineer will go in and they will mix the record, so it has the proper mix, has the proper feel that the band was trying to capture when they're in the studio. And then you have to master after that. So master is kind of the final, well, back when they had the days of vinyl, which I guess has made a recovery now, because vinyl is, I think, is popular right now, especially with this younger generation. You stamp it, right? You stamp it used to stamp the record into the wax, you know, impressor, and then you used to master it. So you have a master, and then you make all the other copies from that one master, which is kind of the final mix. So we're taking that kind of theme, and we're applying it to different aspects of our faith. So today, we're talking about the dynamics of grace, the crescendo of divine love, and the decrescendo of sin's influence. So a crescendo is a build in a song that's, you know, the song builds over a series of measures, and then, you know, it builds up to a crescendo, and then the decrescendo, it comes back down again. So it's just like it's lift up and then back down again. And well, I'll talk a little bit more about that. And a song actually, I think, epitomizes that crescendo, decrescendo balance. Now, we're connecting this with our faith. So what we want to do is build a crescendo of divine love in our lives and a decrescendo, a lessening of sin and the influence of sin in our lives. So I'd love to hear from you. What instruments are you using in your life to build up, to have this crescendo of divine love? And what are you doing to empty yourself of all those things in your life that separate you from God's love? Mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace, is our topic today. How are you? What are you doing? What instruments are you using? Whether that's prayer, whether that's adoration, to build up the crescendo of divine love and the decrescendo of sin. Empty ourselves of sin and those things that separate us from God's love so he can fill us with his life. That's what we're talking about today. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Outside of North America, dial 1, then 205-271-2985. You can also email us at beacon@ewtn.com. And now you can even text your question or your comment to 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, and your brief question or comment. Remember that message and data rates may apply. Eddie is on the road in Louisiana, listening on SiriusXM 130. Eddie, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey, thank you, Deacon. Did I hear you correctly when you said you were going to be in Bashery?
I sure will, my friend. That's one of my tour stops coming up next week. Next Thursday, the 21st. Hold on, let me grab my itinerary here. I'll let you know exactly where I'm going to be. Yes, I'm going to be at, let me give you the name of the parish here. I'm going to be at Kane Catholic Pastoral Center on Highway 644 in Vacherie on Thursday, the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m.
Well, I'm going to see you because you're going to pass in front of my house to get there.
All right. Fantastic. I can't wait to meet you. I always love meeting members of the EWTN radio family, especially those who listen to the show Beacon of Truth. So I'm very much looking forward to meeting you, Eddie, and bring some friends with you. It's going to be an awesome evening. These are some of my favorite talks that I love to give. So I'm very excited about this tour. So bring some, you know what, Eddie, even bring some friends who aren't Catholic, who are, or maybe Protestant, who are, have some questions about what the church teaches, especially when it comes to the Eucharist and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, or maybe some your friends who are fallen away Catholic, maybe some kids who are, I'm not going to practice my faith anymore. Bring them. I sincerely invite you to bring them so that they can come and learn, and they can even ask questions. They can even challenge me if they want about what I'll be teaching. I'm teaching the truth and the beauty of the Catholic faith and the real presence of our Eucharistic Lord. So I'm looking forward to meeting you, Eddie.
I'm looking forward to myself, and I'm going to try to bring as many as I can.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. All right. Mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace. That's our topic today. The crescendo, or the building of divine love in our life, and the decrescendo, the lessening of sin's influence in our hearts. That's what we're talking about today. What instruments are you using to build up the dynamics of love, divine love in your heart? And what are you doing to empty yourself, the decrescendo, the lessening of the influence of sin in our life? Woo, great topic today. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288 EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Daniel is calling from Chicago, listening on the EWTN app. We got about a minute, Daniel, before the break. We'd love to hear from you.
Deacon, thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to tell you that I absolutely love the show. And, man, my faith is just growing so much, and I'm so thankful to share. I emailed a picture a couple months ago of me and Bishop Ronald Hicks, who is the new bishop diocese. And, man, how life is amazing.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much for the call. And please know, Daniel, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to adoration this afternoon. I will keep you in my prayers that your faith continues to grow and flourish. And EWTN is part of that. Mixing and mastering our faith. That's what we're talking about today. 833-288-3986. Again, that reminds me of Kraftwerk.
Yep.
Music nonstop, techno pop.
There's so many.
Oh, I love that album, man.
Do you remember Supersonic?
Oh, Supersonic. Of course.
That's what I thought of when I thought this one.
Oh, great song. Yes, yes, yes. You know, as cheesy as it sounds now, I love this stuff back then, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's fun doing the occasional event where I'm DJing live and you play an old throwback like Supersonic just to see if anybody notices. People lose their mind.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I'm like, all right, get out there.
Yep, yep. That's what I'm talking about. The legacy, you know, there's songs that touch people, that reach them, that just like, yes, when you listen to that, yes, you know, it just gets your heart pumping, like, oh, it brings up some great memories.
Yeah.
And yeah, especially on a Friday, man, what a great way to kick off the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, listen to some you know, kind of techno funk.
That's
if
right.
You will.
Friday,
you know, the
feel good.
Of the genres there.
Yep.
Love that, man. I'm Deacon Harold Burke. Sarah's listening to Beacon of Truth, and today we're continuing our series called Mixing and Mastering Our Faith. So when you go in a studio, you know, you mix a record to make sure all the instruments get the right balance so that one is not too overpowering over another one. And then you master it. That means you prepare the recording to be you prepare a master copy, and all the other copies are made from that master copy. You know, so we're taking that kind of studio recording dynamic, and we're applying it to different parts of our faith life. Well, today we're talking about the dynamics of grace. And so dynamics are different inflections within either a song or a piece of music. And so we're talking about the crescendo of, so crescendo is a building, right? A song builds to this crescendo, and then there's a decrescendo, it comes back down again. So we're talking about the crescendo of divine love. What instruments are you using in your life to build that divine crescendo of God's grace? And then what are you doing to decrescendo the effect of sin and the influence of sin in your life? Because the more we empty ourselves of sin, we decrescendo that sin, the more we have room for God's divine love to work in our lives. What instruments are you using to do that today on Beacon of Truth, Mixing and Mastering Our Faith, the Dynamics of Grace? Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288. 3986.
Well, if today is payday for you, maybe you'd stop on by and shop Catholic when you go to EWTN Religious Catalog. That's easy to find. EWTNRC.com. Right now, got a very cool blue enamel miraculous metal keychain. I'm looking at it right now on the website. It's very cool. Got some nice little blues and a nice little pewter look to it, but has the prayer around it that just literally has, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And you can keep that in your pocket with your keys. You can, of course, have it, maybe even get a few of them. You can pass them around to your friends, graduation presents, whatever you might within that. But make sure you shop Catholic and check it out, EWTNRC.com.
All right, very good. Mixing and Mastering Our Faith, the Dynamics of Grace. That's our topic today on Beacon of Truth. Of course, would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288 EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So when we think about this mixing and mastering our faith, especially today's topic, the dynamics of grace, what comes to your mind and to your heart, Ace?
Well, I mean, as a musician, it's easy because especially when you're in the studio, if something's too loud, it takes away from either the heart of the song, takes away from the other instruments that have, you know, clearly, you know, played their path, whatever the roadmap may be. If the drums are too loud or the bass is thumping louder or something's distorted, like it can easily be in the wrong place. Like you got to have the perfect mix. And the same thing within our faith. If one thing is too much, if I've got my phone in my hand while I'm praying, I'm very likely to be distracted when it starts to vibrate. You know, you had that very thing happen 2 days ago while, you know,
yeah, that's right.
EAS is going off. You can't focus the words coming out of your mouth
exactly. Because
of the distractions, exactly. You know. And so yeah. When those things, when we don't stop to see what the distractions are, we don't realize the blind spots. We don't realize the places that have gotten too loud and not allowing us the time or the efforts to be able to hear God when he's whispering to get our attention.
Yeah, and when I think about mixing and mastering our faith, for example, like we talk about getting the instruments in the right balance. The same thing in our lives. You know, we have relationship with God, we have marriage or priesthood or religious life, and then we have work that we've been assigned to do. We have all these things fighting for our attention, vying for our attention in our life. And we're talking about mixing and mastering our faith. We're talking about finding the right balance and perspective.
Yeah.
You know, so that everything is, all the instruments are playing well together. One is not too loud. For example, you know, the loudest instrument should be your relationship with God. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like the bass and the drums. Like, boom, that's just the backbeat. That's just holding all, keeping the tempo, holding it all together. Yeah. That's the foundation upon which the other instruments are building around that foundation of drums and bass. That would be like our relationship with God. It's always there. It's steady. You know, even when we're angry with God for a while, mm-hmm. you know, that his grace and his love is always there and always present. You know, but sometimes, for example, if you got something going on at work and that's like vying for your attention, sometimes we have a tendency that instrument is now a little bit too loud in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're drowning out God's voice. We're drowning out our spouse's voice. You know, those other things are a lesson. And so this one instrument is taking too much of our time, getting too much attention in the mix. So it's about finding that right balance and right perspective. But the foundation of God's love should always be, that's kind of the constant thread throughout the whole song.
Yeah.
Of our life.
Well, and oftentimes too, I know I've been guilty of this musically, is that you get excited about a particular riff or a particular part and you want to make sure that it's heard above everything else, but it still needs to blend and doesn't necessarily need to be the focus of the song. It's in there as just a nuance, right? And I think a lot of times when it comes to mixing our faith, we miss the nuances. And sometimes it's in the little things. It could be in a prayer just before you walk out the door. I see this with my wife every day. She prays over the house as she's backing out of the driveway. And then it does two things. She knows that she's spoke with God about coating the house, coating the family before anybody leaves. And it also reminds her that she closed the garage door. So it's a win-win. You know, so you were supposed to laugh there, by the way. No, it's too late now. All right. But all of that to say, like, don't miss the nuances when God is drawing us in and there are those little moments, you know, like, especially when you're listening to someone talk. Like, I love to just check in with God and say, Lord, what do you want me to say to them? And a lot of times it's nothing. A lot of times it's just listen. You know, and sometimes you pray with them in the moment. Sometimes you take it with you or both. But I think the nuances of allowing a mix of our proper faith is showing how it interweaves within our actions like a dance, right? Like you don't even think about left, right foot, right foot. Like it's just, you're just dancing around the room because you know the tempo in which to go. You know the flow in which to go. And you're consulting God with every step.
Yeah, and as you were talking, another thing that came into my mind, into my heart, was when you're in a band, you also got to know when your instrument is playing, when to lay back.
Yes.
And let the other instruments come forward. You know, yeah. And I think that's a foundational principle when it comes to our faith. We don't want to play so loud that we're drowning out the voice of others, that mm-hmm. we're drowning out the other instruments. We don't want one to play so loud that, you know, that the, when we're trying to master it, it comes out too, it's too loud in the master. And people, and see what happens when you do that, people, when they listen to the song, they're listening to how loud the instrument, not listen to the song. They're not really listening to the song. They're listening to, wait a minute, this instrument's like really loud in the mix here. Mm-hmm. And that's all you can focus on.
Yep.
You know, that's what happens when you try to make yourself, you know, you try to play your instrument too loud. No, no, no. Sometimes it's just cool just to lay back. Mm-hmm. You know, you got your contribution, you make your contribution, but it's not about the accolades and anything that you get. It's just about, you know, doing my part and letting other people shine.
Yeah.
You know, let the other instruments shine. I love that. You know, when we're talking about this, find that right balance perspective, mixing and mastering our faith. You know, we talk about this dynamics of grace working in our lives. And the more we can allow that to happen, the more we feel comfortable laying back. You know, and let the other instruments take over and let them shine.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard several musicians say this, like when you get hired for a gig or, you know, you get brought into a band session, know your parts when you get there and then just feel the song to know. So if the producer is guiding the robots, okay, here's how the song goes. You've listened to it. You know what instruments you're playing. What are your contributions? So you play and they'll go, okay, great. I love this, this, and this. And I think in the same way of the graciousness of others lending their insights into our lives, we need sometimes for somebody to go, oh, stop right there. Don't go any further. You're not ready. Not yet. We want to let these shine, you know. And a lot of times I've even had some producers that are like a conductor. Like they're like using hand motions and like, you know, closing you off, or they'll grab the neck of your instrument or whatever. It's like I've seen some dynamic things because you don't want to overplay. You don't want to be in a place where you're stepping out of your bounds.
Yeah. You also want to pay attention like for example, to the drummer. We talked about before, like kind of the how our relationship with God is like kind of like the foundation, kind of like the bass and the drums, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember one thing playing in the band in college, not the jazz band, but the funk band, the groove that I played in college. Mm-hmm. You know, like when like if we're just vamping on a song, right? We're just like letting it flow. We look at the drummer, or we if I'm taking a solo and I'd look. So I keep going, you know, because we didn't like, okay, just play 16 bars and that's it. Then we go to the next person. It was kind of, when you're doing live, you just kind of feel it.
Yeah.
So I look at the drummer. If he's nodding his head several times, that means keep going. If he nods once, that means stop. Mm. And give, you know, so he's back there kind of, because he can see and listen to everything that's going on. And he's able to even give some direction, you know, even to the lead singer. You know, the lead singer will look at him and they'll look at each other and they'll figure out, you know, where we're going from here. I love that. And we need to do that in our lives too. Just, you know, learn how to listen when God is speaking. Okay, now is your time to shine. Mm-hmm. And so I gave you these beautiful gifts. I gave you these talents. I gave you these abilities. Use them.
Yeah.
Right. Use, but then also know when you don't overdo it, so that people are always thinking about, man, you know, he this was a great contribution, but I wish he would have let other people also share their story or share their witness or share their gifts.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure we find that right balance in our lives, and that comes with listening. Even without speaking to the band leader, which is God.
Yeah. And when you're trusting those that are around you, you know, that's, you know, realizing God has put that tight circle. Like I'd say this to the kids all the time. You don't need like thousands of followers on social media. You need like one or two people really close to you that you trust and they trust you, and you're speaking wisdom into each other's life. And then anything that doesn't make sense, you have parental and then you have spiritual guidance. So again, anytime that we're in that place where we need to understand the next step is trusting who God's placed around us, because we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to press into people that we trust, knowing He has placed them in our lives for good reason.
Amen. Mixing and mastering our faith. That's our topic today. The dynamics of grace, the crescendo or the upbuilding of divine love in our lives, while at the same time decrescendo or lessening the influence of sin. Would love to hear from you. What instruments are you using today in your life? 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986.
I like the panning of the guitar, how it starts in one ear and then fills in.
Oh, yeah. That was a common technique they used back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the panning and instruments like that, that's that, from one speaker to the other, that's pretty awesome.
When they
that came in with the advent of stereo, right? With stereo recording technology, yeah.
Yeah, and when they went back and remastered, like, all the Beatles stuff, you could hear, like, a triangle in the back or the corner, like, things that, you know, got suppressed, you know, because of mono or just over time burning to CDs and MP3s. So it was nice when you could hear, like, crystal, and there's, like, wow, there's a left side and right side, and then, you know, everything comes in the middle, or the voices might just be on the left while the instrumentation's on the right. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that. I think we were talking about that off-air once, is that, you know, even with the wonderful advances in technology, the digitization of music, that it didn't capture, again, some of those nuances that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it lost it because it's taking a digital footprint of the original.
Yeah.
I remember, for example, listening to, watching a little documentary on Peg. You know, it was a documentary about Steely Dan, that whole Asia album.
Yeah.
And they're talking about Peg and how Rick Murata, who's a drummer on there, talked about how every few measures he would just open his hi-hat just a hair. You know, and I went back listening, like, oh, yeah, you can hear it. But on the digitized version, you don't hear it as well because it's one of those little nuances that were left out. But often, again, it's the little things that often make the biggest difference.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and I think, too, you know, when we talk about, you know, mixing and mastering and making sure everything is at the proper levels and whatnot, when you do pan, it does give you an opportunity to let a guitar shine or let a riff really be the dominance, because it's either the center or it couldn't be to the left or the right. So that way, especially in a day and age where everybody has earbuds, like, you clearly hear it much differently than when we were, you know, boomboxing it in the 80s, you know.
So true. Mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace. That's our topic today. I'm Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And today we're continuing our series of mixing and mastering our faith, finding the right balance between the instruments in our lives. And today we're talking about the dynamics of grace, the crescendo of the upbuilding of divine love while we lessen decrescendo the influence of sin in our lives. We empty ourselves of sin. We make more room in our hearts for God's love. What instruments are you using to build that crescendo of divine love, but at the same time, decrescendoing the influence of sin? Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, continuing to lean into the teachings of Mother Angelica, and each weekend answering the call, a great way to tap into her wisdoms and her wits. You can catch that on Sunday, 2 chances, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern with EWTN Radio, as we give you more of Mother Angelica's wisdoms on the weekend.
All right, my friends, mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace. That's our topic today, the crescendo of divine love and the decrescendo of sin's influence. So the more we build up God's love in our life, the more we empty ourselves of sin's influence. And what instruments do you use to do that? Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, when I think of a song that kind of epitomizes what we're talking about today, Could This Be the Magic by Barry Manilow. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, Deacon, what are you talking about, Barry Manilow? wait a minute, you listen to that stuff? Man, when I was a kid, man, Barry Manilow was the man. I mean, I loved his stuff. I mean, you're a teenager, you're going through puberty and your hormones are all over the place and stuff like that. And you're just, you know, as a guy, you're discovering like girls and stuff like that. It's just very all exciting. It's very new. It's very cool. You know, and during that time, it was like Barry Manilow song, Weekend in New England. And, you know, all those other This One's For You and all those other ones are just, you know, that those songs really spoke to me. They really spoke to my heart as a teenager at that time. You know, and so when I think of songs with our talking about our topic today, this mixing and mastering our faith, the crescendo of divine love, we talk about a song that builds. It's Could This Be the Magic? So it starts off with that beautiful piano etude by the kind of Frédéric Chopin play there in the beginning. And then, you know, it, you listen to the song, it's like, is it just the piano? And then there's like a classical guitar and the piano. And then every 8 measures, 10 measures, 12 measures, it builds. Another instrument is added, another little level of instrumentation. But what's interesting is one of the slowest building songs I've ever heard, because by the time you get literally more than halfway through the song, you have still have not heard a bass or a drum at all in that entire song. You know, and you're more than halfway through. So by the time, you know, it comes in with a snare hit, you know, and then it comes in with the bass, and it just builds and builds, and the voices come in, and then the strings come in, and then, you know, the French horn, you know, that kind of Planet of the Apes got, it comes in, and then the song builds, and it's amazing crescendo, and everything's working so well together. I mean, I never get tired of listening to that song. I love that song. And so I think that song speaks to the way it builds. That's what we want to do in our life. You know, what kinds of things are we doing? What instruments in our life are we using to build that crescendo of what? Of God's divine love. That means if we're filling ourselves with God's love, that means we have to empty or decrescendo. Right? So decrescendo is like, your appetite. And all of a sudden it comes back down again. Now, usually in some songs that happens with a fade. You know, they fade maybe other instruments out, like, and could this be the magic? The other instruments fade out, and it starts back with the piano again. Kind of a play on the Chopin etude, like, in the beginning. You know, so we want to decrescendo the influence of sin so we can create more room in our hearts for the crescendo, the upbuilding of God's divine love. And in order to do that, we have to have instruments. Right, so I'd love to hear, what instruments are you using in your life to build that crescendo of God's divine love while at the same time emptying ourselves of the decrescendo, emptying ourselves of the influence of sin in our life? I'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Let me just tell you about how I do it. So for me, and I very much think of everything that I do from a musical perspective, like literally almost everything I do, I think of from, so when I wake up in the morning, you know, I say my wake up prayer, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see the light of another day so that I may give honor, praise, and glory to your most holy name. First thing out of my mouth every single day of my life when I wake up. You know, so why do I do that? Think of it like the conductor. When the conductor taps the thing, okay, and lifts his arms, okay, we're ready to go. We're ready to go, you know, and you're paying attention. So that little prayer spiritually allows me to pay attention to what God wants to say to me that day. So the first thing is not think about my coffee, not think about the dream I had, not think about how my day is going to unfold. The first thing I'm thinking about is I'm preparing myself to listen to what God wants to say to me today. First thing. So then I get up, and it's a non-travel day, I'll go in and I'll do my office. So I'll do vigils and lauds together. You know, I'll play the bells. So the bells of the monastery. I play those bells, and that bell is like a call to prayer. You know, it kind of gets me in the right state of mind. I open my breviary. I wait for the thing, and I start. Oh God, I sing. Oh God, come to my assistance. Or Lord, make haste to help me. Which is the beginning of Psalm 70. You know, and then I pray the office. I spend an hour in prayer. Then I go for my walk, and I continue. You know, I have the rosary, and then I do. Let's see. Let's go in order. I do the rosary first, and then I do four Marian hymns, Salve Regina, which I say when I pray the rosary, but then I sing it in Latin, you know, as I'm walking, the Alma Redemptoris Mater, Ave Regina Caelorum, and Regina Caeli. And then I do O Salutaris, two versions of that, Tantum Ergo, two versions of that, and then I do... The aria from La Pagliaccio. It says an Italian opera made popular by the maestro himself. So I sing that, and then I go into some other prayers and stuff, and then I do some Hebrew stuff, and then boom, then I start listening to Spotify or Kubo's or whatever musical platform. And so why do I do that? Again, it allows me to get into, again, I'm looking at the instruments of my life with God, my life with my wife and kids, my life with the work that God has given me to do, being part of the EW10 family, all of that has to find its right balance and perspective. And so doing those things and putting God first, listening intentionally, creating a situation where I'm intentionally listening to God. Again, he's not only the maestro, you know, like Jesus is he's the priest and the victim. He's the one that makes the offering and he is the offering itself. Musically, right? God would be the conductor and he's the bass and the drums. He's the foundation, laying down that foundation for all the other instruments to build. So I'm listening to the conductor. I'm listening to the backbeat. You know, and I'm allowing that right rhythm, that right mix, that right balance in my life. You know, and I do the same thing every day, even on travel days. You know, instead of going for my walk, I'm walking through the airport. Instead of praying in my office, I'm praying in the lounge, you know, the airport lounge or on the plane, depending on how much time I have. You know, so but still is that, now, of course, I'm not singing on the plane. I don't want to, you know, bother anybody else, but still. You know, is that flow, it's that rhythm, it's that crescendo, upbuilding of God's divine love, focusing on listening, how I listen to God speaking in my life. I would love to hear how you do that, how you build that crescendo of divine love, and at the same time, while we're doing that, we're decrescendoing or lessening the influence of sin in our life, because the more we put God in our life, the less room there is for sin. So mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace, that's our topic today. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Remember, you can also text us now. You can text your question or your comment to 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your brief question. Remember that message and data rates may apply. All right. So the foundation of everything. So the conductor and the bass and the drums, kind of the backbeat there, right? Laying that foundation. You know, the foundation in our life is love, is the power of God's love. Because that, you know, no matter what song is playing, you know, it's that same theme, that same instrument of love that God has placed in the heart of every single human being, the ability to love, right? And so it's that love that ties everything together, that ties all of us together, is the power of God's love. And so we have to focus on creating a situation where we're allowing that love to flow in and through us, right? Of making room for, so that means we have to get rid of our selfishness, our lusts, our pride. We have to decrescendo. We have to bring that down, bring that out of our lives. So we make more room to hear God's voice, more room for, you know, focusing on the conductor, more listening to the backbeat. You know, listening to all those different things working in our lives so that we live a life that's harmonious. Now, of course, this is life. That means there are going to be times where maybe one instrument is going to play a little bit loud or the note is out. You know, and sometimes when you're playing all of a sudden, someone plays a wrong chord or a wrong note, or you're like, ooh, you know, it kind of throws you off a little bit and maybe your rhythm's a little bit messed up now. Guess what? Those things are going to happen in our life. It happens to every single one of us. And sometimes the music that we're hearing is not so harmonious, right? Especially when we're going through something difficult in our lives. But through all of that, the dynamics of God's grace is still working in us. We just have to learn how to focus and pay attention to God's voice that's cutting through all the other dissonance that we may be experiencing in our life. You know, through that, you know, instead of, you know, sometimes that the sin is a little bit too loud. You know, we have to fill it with God's grace and get that instrument, get that dissonance, you know, get that improper tuning out of our life and out of our hearts, you know. And so I'd love to hear how you do that. And hopefully you will inspire others to do the same thing, to work really hard at building up that crescendo, that voice of God speaking in and through our hearts so that we can make beautiful music, not only back to God, but to in the lives of others as well. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
You know, and this being that time of year where a lot of graduations and commencement speeches and stuff, and, you know, obviously the challenge that comes with saying something to the next generation that just doesn't feel like it's a glazed over, oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard that from professors or parents or whatever. What do you say based on who you were as a college graduate or a high school graduate even, but we'll go college at this point? What would you say to your generation knowing what you know now? Because I feel like it still applies. Like the interesting thing, the ones that I've seen streaming online, the main thing, like the older generation is apologizing for the mess that we've left for the next generation to clean up somehow. But what I love is the opportunity to inspire people to really understand that you have power and that you have a thumbprint that is uniquely you. So don't think that you're just supposed to copycat someone else's thumbprint, but you can come in and just like we talk about with music, you know, you learn from your influences, you take everything a textbook can teach you, and then you apply it to your giftings, you apply it to your callings. What would you say if you were giving a commencement speech today? What would you say to graduates?
Well, the first thing I would say is remember that we all have gifts. Everyone, single us, has been given gifts or you know, talents by God. Mm-hmm. And God expects us to use that talent for his glory. You know, we live in a world that said you're going to step out off this campus and into a world that says, you know, it's all about me and who do you have to step over and listen to me. Look how important I am. And look at this generation of young people now. You know, they're in this sense of entitlement that they have. I deserve this. They haven't even done anything, accomplished anything.
Yeah.
You know, so humility is a huge step forward. That's one. And recognizing that you have been these talents and gifts and to use them to glorify God first.
Mm-hmm.
Not to build your career, not to make a name for yourself. No, when we make a name for God first, then we're good. Don't worry about yourself. God will take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, what we need to do is make a name for God using what he's given us, recognizing those gifts, recognizing those talents, and using them for his glory. Mm-hmm. So when you step off the campus into the workplace or into a volunteer opportunity or into a hospital, if you're a nurse, whatever it is, you are there first and foremost to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. And don't ever forget that. I think third is the gift that we can be to others, you know, humility, using the gifts and the talents that God has given you, and also that we can be a gift in the lives of others, you know, so that when someone is standing in front of us, we recognize the presence of God in that person.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what situation we find ourselves in with them, we see God in that person standing in front of us and to be mindful of that. You know, I think those would be three things that I would say to college kids.
Yeah, it's true. And I think too, realizing that as we get older, there is a time to learn, there's a time to earn, and there's a time to return. And I think if we can keep that focus, then while we're waiting on our doors to open, you learn everything you can from those around you, help anyone that you can. And then as you are earning and moving to the next step and your family is growing and all of those things that you're hopeful about, you're watching doors open and you're able to have the mindset to serve where you are. Even if it's not the dream job, even if it's not, you know, the city you're hoping to move to someday. But while you're waiting, or I also say this, while God is changing your heart about something that you thought was what you wanted, and that's not his plan, you're coming to a clarity of who he is in your life to tell you, yeah, I never wanted that for you. That passion, though, I gave that to you to use over here. and then being freely open to go, okay, God, I see you. I see what you're doing. And then just having a peace about going. It's like, how many times have we ever said, well, I always thought I would be in, you know, as a former, you know, you didn't think you were going to be married with lots of kids 30 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of places and things that we can look back and go, yep, didn't expect that. But God blesses us and uses us in the way that he is. And again, when it's about the desires of our heart, I love when he ignites it in a way that we truly know it's of him, that it is no agenda of my own. It is not because of fear or because of something that my parents said that I should be doing with my time and talents. It's what God says. I gave these to you. Here's how I want you to use them.
Yeah, I love that. Mixing and mastering our faith, the dynamics of grace, upbuilding the crescendo of divine love while emptying ourselves of the influence of sin. Would love to hear from you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Gabe is calling from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Gabe, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
I dub thee Deacon Blues, my dear brother.
Deacon
Blues.
Another great cut from Steely Dan. Yes, great song.
Yeah. And I'm of the same contemporaneous era as you, and I am sassy, sizzling, scintillating soul sister Gabe, Deacon Blues. And I got to tell you, so many songs are rolling through my mind, but my greatest instrument is my heart and my voice, because I am a jazz and R&B singer. I've been very ill, though. Guys, put me in your book. I've got, like, end-stage heavy metal poisoning. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about God. So anyway, my license plate says 3 Yeshua. And I use it as a conversation point. So tell me what 3 things you know about Jesus. But here's my recommendation to everybody on the planet. I recommend being married to Jesus, because there is no better spouse in the world. I talked the man's ear off. He's the only man who's ever listened to me. But Ripley's, believe it or not, I can't be quiet and listen to him. And I often sign my my text, Yeshua's wild, wild, wild lammy girl, because I'm his lammy girl, and I want to be his shepherdess. And the song that came to my mind, because I love, love, love the movie Tommy. It was a spiritual experience for me when I saw it when I was 12, at the very end when he's singing, listening to you. But I want to tell you, when I was in eighth grade, I would play that 45 RPM, Could This Be the Magic. I love, love, love Barry Manilow. I also brought in... because our nun was so cool. She let us play music at lunch. And I brought in the Eric Carmen All by Myself album.
Oh, and, love that song. And, that's another one.
And, you know,
oh, yes.
And notice the classical influences in both songs.
Yes.
You know, when Barry, when he riffs on that piano solo, I mean, there's so much classical there. And, you know, obviously All by Myself, that is a total, you know, riff off of, I can't think right now, but you'll tell me. Anyway, I really love listening to you. It's like, you know, here's this guy. It's kind of like our journey. You know, we go from, you know, thinking kind of like we're God, especially in our broken state. You know, he's blind, deaf, dumb, and blind. We're dumb. We're doo-doo, dumb, dumb heads, because, you know, that's the way of it with the broken sin world, right? And then he awakens, and he thinks he's God. And then he finally gets it straight at the end. No, it's you. I'm listening to you. I love the movie. Highly recommend it, guys. Tommy, the best rock opera you'll ever want to know. Just saying.
All right. What a fun call. Boy, you are a handful, Gabe. I tell you, I know God has his hands full with you. But you know what I love? I love your passion and your joy. We need more of that in the life of the church today. You know, someone with just an incredible attitude, and with what you're suffering, I'm so sorry to hear about that. And I'm going to adoration this afternoon, so I will remember you, Gabe, in a special way in my prayers this afternoon. But despite all of that, just the passion and the great joy that you have for our Lord and for our faith is infectious. You know, and your connection with music, you're a jazz singer, and are you still performing?
I'm too sick, but I actually am in two choirs. I'm in a gospel choir at Holy Spirit Church. I'm 2 6 there. And then I'm in a more classical choir at St. Francis of Assisi in Gates Mills. They have amazing classical. So I go to both extremes. I say whatever, my whole thing is whatever Jesus wants, Jesus gets. It's my sexy, sassy nun way of saying, thy will be done.
Oh, amen. I love that. And, of course, Revelation 19, verse 9 does say, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb, where Christ, the eternal bridegroom, will be giving love and life to his bride, the church, forever in heaven. All right. Great way to end the show today. All right, my friends. Monday, we're going to talk about the second coming of Jesus. And remember, I'm going to be on tour for the next week and a half or so in Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Arkansas. Go to my website for more details. And remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ew10.com/radio. And may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.